from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump says no to transgenders in military. President Donald Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump said that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. He wrote, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." South Carolina Senator, conservative Lindsey Graham on what he thinks of the ban.
I have a hearing about it, not a tweet. So what I want to do is, Commander-in-Chief has a lot of latitude here. I don't know what the policy proposal is. I don't know why he decided what he did. But I think the right way to do this is have a hearing so you can hear from both sides. Have the Secretary of Defense and generals come before the committee to explain what their recommendations are. Make a reasoned decision about those who are serving as transgender. What happens to them at the end of the day. I want a strong, vibrant military, but I want to be fair. The best way to do this is have a hearing, not a tweet.
Before Trump's announcement, his defense chief, Jim Mattis, said recently the Pentagon would delay Obama's order through the remainder of 2017 in order to review the impact of the shift. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in nearby Virginia. Scalise, the third highest-ranking Republican in the House, was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were participating in a baseball practice on June the 14th. This is VOA News.